Symbols in prophecy are a critical element because, like it says in 2 Peter 1 verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, it's important to understand that when in prophetic language God is speaking about beasts and dragons and wars or seas and winds, we cannot take that and interpret it according to our life at the moment. Because just like with Benny Hinn, nuclear bombs today wouldn't have made sense 100 years ago. Wouldn't have made sense 2,000 years ago. So we've got to ask the Bible what the Bible means when it says certain things. Symbols are also the chastity belt of prophecy. They allow prophecy to remain pure and uncorrupted for the period of time until Jesus comes to fetch his own. Now, the interpretation of prophecy can be split into two categories, pretty much: easy and difficult. Let's look at an easy example. Three text words: Revelation 12 verse 13, Revelation 12 verse 17, and Revelation 13 verse 4. Revelation 12 verse 13. The dragon persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Right, so here we have our first representation or indication of a dragon. Now, who is this dragon? Well, 12:17 says that the dragon went forth to make war with the remnant of her seed. Chapter 13 verse 4 says, the dragon that gave power unto the beast. So there's this dragon, dragon, dragon. Who is this dragon? Well, in the easy category, it's quite simple to find out because you ask the Bible to tell you who the dragon is. I can't tell you it's such a character from the Lord of the Rings or it's such a character from this movie because it wouldn't make sense. We've got to go into the Bible and say, excuse me, Mr. Bible, please could you tell me who's the dragon in Revelation 13 verse 4? Well, Revelation 12 verse 9 says the following: and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. You see, it's actually really simple. If you allow the Bible to unlock the Bible, when you speak about dragons and this and that, the Bible will tell you who the dragon is. It is the devil and Satan.